we didn't expect that 1 month after sending Gordy off to Colorado, we'd be bringing him home to bury him.
Michael Lanahan is president of the Gordy Foundation, a nonprofit committed to educating young people about the dangers of binge drinking. The foundation was created in memory of Lanahan's 18-year-old stepson, Gordy Bailey. Gordy died of alcohol poisoning in September 2004 following a fraternity hazing incident at Colorado State University.
I don't think any parent thinks that they're going to deliver their child to a campus with that campus really not caring if your son is collateral damage in the business of brotherhood and education in their market. We see that dialogue changing.
The Gordy Foundation and Outside the Classroom are leading that change with alcohol prevention programs and research. The two organizations established the Presidential Leadership Award to recognize outstanding leadership against alcohol abuse. In 2009, the Leadership Award went to Mark Nordenberg, Chancellor of the University of Pittsburgh. Nordenberg says alcohol education is a personal priority.
About a dozen years ago, I had a chance conversation with the dean of our School of Nursing who had just completed a sabbatical in an emergency room. She knew that one of my own children was heading off to college, and she said, "Mark, if there's one thing I could say to your son, it's don't drink to excess." I thought that that was good advice for my son, and then I thought if that's a message that's worth delivering to him, really it ought to be a message more broadly delivered. And since that point in time, has been a high priority for me.
He's a university president that has taken a very clear, outspoken leadership stand on this issue.
Brandon Bastide is founder and CEO of Outside the Classroom.
One of the things that really caught the attention of the reviewers was, you know, how visible and vocal he was during key moments, which happened to have been some of the celebrations that took place in the city after Penguins and Steelers championship victories. And he was incredibly vocal with the students and incredibly clear about the fact that he just wasn't going to tolerate that kind of disrespectful, outrageous behaviors.
Bastide says when colleges and alcohol are in the headlines, it's typically not good news. The annual Leadership Award, with its $50,000 in prize money, provides a rare opportunity to recognize presidents for their positive efforts on this issue.
When university presidents are, quote-unquote, in the news about alcohol issues, it's usually because there's been some kind of high-profile disaster or death on campus, and it's in reaction to that. So we've done plenty of criticizing of university presidents and campuses who have had issues. What we really haven't done as a field is try to encourage the other end of that, which is examples of positive momentum, and they're out there.
Some 20 presidents were nominated for the Leadership Award, and a panel of educators and anti-drinking advocates selected the winner. Chancellor Nordenberg caught the panel's attention for supporting peer education programs, investing in an alcohol-free social space called Nordy's Place, and for raising the issue of high-risk drinking in his annual welcome address to incoming freshmen and their parents.
I have to say it's not my favorite thing to do because everyone else is delivering messages that are upbeat about learning and growth and friendships and fun. But as our 4,000 incoming freshmen are sitting there, often with their family members, it seems the responsible thing to do to also say, here's a big risk that you ought to be aware of.
The Gordy Foundation's Michael Lanahan says that while that may seem like a very common sense thing to do, too many college and university leaders ignore the problem.
There aren't really many heads of universities or colleges that are taking on the alcohol problem, because if they do, then arguably they have to have solutions, and solutions are difficult. And we're losing 5,000 students a year to alcohol misuse. If these were plane crashes, we would be doing something about it, meaning we, all of us.
Chancellor Nordenberg says he doesn't have all the answers, but hopes the award will send a positive message to the university, the community, and potential students and their families. Meanwhile, Michael Lanahan says the award is already making a difference.
Now that Chancellor Nordenberg and Frostburg State got it the year before, they took it as a challenge to see how they could take that money and seed other efforts that otherwise might not be there. And now that they're wearing the crown of the Leadership Award, it's hard to take that crown off. That, you know, sort of like, what are you doing now? Because it's not like they've provided a solution. There hasn't been an answer. There's just been an effort towards making the environment better, safer, more transparent.
I'm Patty Satalia, WPSU.